Bonneville, LICA Environmental Stewards Bonneville office had a busy week, hosting its open house on August 10, and simultaneously hosting an art show that ran from August 9 to 15. We were very excited to finally invite people back to our office, said Rachel Bates, Education and Outreach Coordinator with LICA. We chose to host the open house to promote LICA to the community, connect with locals who are interested in our work, and to provide education on our programs and environmental monitoring data findings. Due to a very windy day on Tuesday, the open house had to move indoors, which did alter plans a bit. But, people still had the opportunity to see the visiting art exhibit, children had a chance to make crafts, and staff were on hand to discuss all the LICA projects currently underway. A meal was also served up. Projects that are in the works include LICA's air monitoring network and integrated watershed management planning, along with education and outreach programs like the Bonneville Community Garden and Compost and the Keep Our Lake Blue campaign. The art exhibit that was open throughout the week is a unique project that was put together by Waterlution, a Canadian nonprofit organization that develops leadership and outreach skills in young professionals in the water sector. This year, the organization hosted the first-ever Young Water Speaks storytelling contest. Youth were asked to submit a story they created inspired by water. Entries could be any kind of storytelling, from written word to songs or even short films. After choosing the winners of the contest, Waterlution commissioned artists to illustrate the winning stories on textile hanging tapestries and assembled them into a traveling art show. The show has traveled all over the country, and LICA was happy to host the exhibit throughout the week. We hung the pieces in our boardroom. The art pieces are also available for sale after the exhibit concludes in September, and for more information on that opportunity, people should contact the Waterlution organization directly, says Bates.